My name is Rick Lopez. I'm the executive chef here at La Condesa in Austin, Texas. My philosophy is work and it'll happen. It's brought me to where I am now. The Honda Civic is fresh. It's really sleek. I think if you're going to do something, do it well.
Greatness is within reach. Now you could get a great deal on the Honda Civic. KBB.com's overall best buy for 2017.
For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Welcome to Fire Talk Radio, teaching the unfiltered Word of God with the anointing of His Spirit, with subjects on eternity and the choices we make that determine our eternal destiny.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Whatever part of the world you're listening from, thank you for making Fire Talk Radio a part of your evening. And whether you're listening live or to a rerun, I'm really grateful that you joined me tonight. Tonight, I'm going to be teaching on a series, on a lesson from a series, and it's about the spiritual heart, and it's 12 pillars of my faith, or 12 pillars of faith. And so that will be tonight. It will be, in January 2008, my pastor taught an entire year of teachings. Each month was a different subject, and he taught on every topic. Well, he first started off with the spiritual heart, and so tonight I'm going to be speaking about hearts on fire. But before I go into my teaching and all of that, I'm going to go to a song by Leland, and it's called All Consuming Fire. God for his, that he is an all-consuming fire, and thank God for his fire, his holy fire. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now tonight, just I wanted to tell you the foundational scriptures are Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, Exodus chapter 3, 1 through 22, and Exodus 4, 1 through 17. Now, in Exodus 2, 11 through 15, it tells us that Moses killed an Egyptian who was beating an Israelite. But when he rebuked one Israelite for beating another, they got mad at him. See, the thing was, they didn't recognize nor acknowledge the divine call that was on Moses, at least not at that moment. And when Moses realized that everyone, including Pharaoh, knew what he had done, that he had murdered somebody, and now Pharaoh wanted to kill him, Moses fled, he took off, and he took refuge in the land of Midian. Moses was destined to deliver Egypt from their bondage, I mean Israel from their bondage in Egypt, but by God's power and in God's time, not by the arm of flesh. Sometimes we get impatient, we want to help God out and hurry up the process. It's kind of like hurry up and wait, so we get tired of waiting and we get impatient and, oh, let me just try and do a little this, a little that. Is it a good idea or is it a God idea? And so we want to try and hurry the process. And that has to mean God's timing and in his way. And we have to be patient and do our part. Elisha was plowing. He was in the field plowing and he had his hand to the plow. When Elijah came up and put his mantle on him to come up behind him, so we have to be patient. We have to do it in God's timing. Even so, sometimes that can be really, really hard. Because I know for myself, I just think, well, when is this going to happen? And those who are faithful with a little shall be made ruler over much. We just have to be patient and let God do it. His way, his time. In Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 22, you can go back and read that. It's a long amount of verses, but just want to let you know that it does speak about, you know, how one day, Moses, he kept the flock of Jericho. While he was keeping the flock of Jericho, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, on the backside of the desert, he led the flock to Mount Sinai, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him there in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush that burned with fire but was not consumed. Now, as he approached the bush, the Lord began to speak with him. Now, when he first saw the bush, it tells you in there, it says, as he turned to look, so it's like he first started to walk by it, and then he stopped and he took note of it, and note that it was burning, but it was not consumed. You can see that when you go back and read it in the book of Exodus. The chapter was Exodus 3, 1 through 22. It says, as he approached the bush, the Lord began to speak to him, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters and oppressors. For I know their sorrows and sufferings and trials, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand and power of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land to a land good and large, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty. And that's in verse Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 through 8. Then the Lord said, now behold, the cry of the Israelites has come to me, and I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. And Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? God said, I will surely be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain, Horeb or Sinai. That was Exodus 3:9-12. That's amplified. Then Moses asked God what he should say to the Israelites when he told them that the God of their fathers had sent him to them, and they asked him, What is his name? The Lord said, Tell them, I am. That's powerful right there. I am. Because God is, I am anything and everything that you need. So, I am. Then he told Moses that he would give the Israelites favor, and they would not leave empty-handed. They would strip the Egyptians of their belongings, jewels, articles of gold and silver, and garments, which were the payment owed to them for their years of slavery. Now, this wealth that they got was actually used later to build the tabernacle. Moses still did not think that the Israelites would believe him or obey him. So God first gave him two signs. The rod turned into a snake and back again. Because, see, what Moses did was the Lord told him to throw his rod down, his staff, and he threw it down. It turned into a snake. Then he told him to pick it up as it was a snake, and it turned back into a rod. And then the Lord told Moses to put his hand in his shirt and pull it out. It was leprous. Then put it back in and pull it out, and it was like the skin of a baby. So the two signs that he gave him was the first one was a snake, and then the other one was the leprosy. That was healed again. And then God gave him a third sign. He said in Exodus, this is in Exodus 4:8-9, if they will not believe you or heed the voice of the testimony of the first sign, they may believe the voice of the witness of the second sign. But if they will also not believe these two signs or heed your voice, you shall take some water of the river Nile and pour it upon the dry land. And the water which you take out of the river Nile shall become blood on the dry land. Moses still argued with God about his inadequacies and his abilities and his inability to fulfill this great mission. And the Lord became angry with him. However, God told Moses that Aaron, his brother, would go with him and help him to speak to Israel and to Pharaoh. How many times do we let our inadequacies stand in the way of doing assignments for God? How many times do we think, oh, I can't speak well enough, or I may not know the Bible inside out, I don't have it memorized, or I don't know everything about it, or I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too whatever we feel our inadequacy is. We don't think we're smart enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not good looking enough, we're not whatever the case may be. But see, God looks on the inside. He doesn't look on the outside. And he equips us. Reinhard Bonnke said that so many times he felt like a zero, but he knew that with God with him, that he in front of him, that was God was number one, and with Reinhard a zero, that made him a 10. So we have to remember that even with shortcomings, failures, whatever the case may be, we still have God with us. And with Him, we are majority. So we have to come to God just as we are and say, and humble ourselves and say, Lord, even with all these shortcomings, if you find it fit to use me, even with all of that, then I'll do it. The story of Moses and the burning bush is a type and shadow of God anointing us for service in His kingdom. Moses, in a moment of anger, resorted to the arm of the flesh. He killed an Egyptian, fled the land, and ended up looking after sheep on the backside of the desert. Even though God had called Moses to deliver His people from bondage and captivity, he felt like a failure. How many of us in the past have been hasty and resorted to the arm of the flesh only to find ourselves out of the plan and will of God and on the backside of a desert? But there's good news, because all is not lost. God could still visit you with a burning bush experience. Moses was empowered at the burning bush. God anointed him with the power to do signs and wonders. The signs were the rod, the hand in his bosom, and the water poured out and turned into blood. God told Moses that he would be with his mouth. He would help him to say what he was commanded to say. God said if they would not listen to the voice of the first sign or the second sign, there would be a third sign. A sign speaks. It is important for each of us to have a burning bush experience. If we are to be used by God, we need to first have an encounter. I like what my pastor always says. He doesn't always say it, but he says it. And he says he doesn't have proof for it. He says, but one day when he gets to heaven, he's going to get pulled the virtual reality tapes. And he believes that when Moses stood in front of Pharaoh, that Pharaoh saw the flames of the bush reflected in Moses' eyes. He could see the fire of God burning and flickering in his eyes. When Moses spoke, it was like God speaking, "Let my people go," because he could hear God in him. He could hear his anointing. He could hear the authority of God and when he spoke through him. So when Moses spoke, everybody heard all of heaven in that. So now I am going to go to a quick music break, and I will be back with you shortly. Be blessed.
The mountain. Caught up in your presence. worship you. Yeah. Just living in your presence, spirit and in truth, worshiping you. Oh, worshiping you. To worship in your presence, Lord, all I want to do. It's all I want, all I want to do. It's all I want to do. All I want to do. Remember Paul and Silas in a Roman jail. They began to worship every change is fair. We might face our prison in our daily lives, but I know we'll find deliverance as we worship Jesus Christ. Worshiping you, worshiping you, heart living in your presence, spirit and in truth. Thank you.
God is indefinite, definitely indeed holy. I'm trying to say definite and indeed at the same time, but he's definitely holy, wonderful, and awesome. And it's wonderful to worship him and just be there with him and in his presence. The anointing of the Lord destroys the yoke of bondage. I just wanted to, excuse me, finish up my teaching here with, as I was saying earlier, we all need to have our own personal encounter with God, our own burning bush experience, if you will, or our road to Damascus experience, because that's what Paul had on the road to Damascus when he became Saul. Later on was named Saul. He had his own personal encounter with God. And so... Now, this week is an opportunity for you and for me to press in and allow the Lord to touch us with his anointing. How hungry are you? How thirsty are you? How desperate are you for a touch from God? How desperate are you to be changed? I ask myself those same questions. And what's the temperature of your heart? Is it hot? On fire? Is it cold? Is it lukewarm? God said, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. Basically, he'll vomit you out of his mouth if you're lukewarm. If you're not red hot on fire, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you can't tell me that you're a 10, then, you know, God, he loves you right now. Is the time to get your heart right and rededicate your heart to the Lord, or even pray it for the first time. You know, God, he loves you. He loves you so much. He has a great plan for your life. And if you're not sure that if you died this very second, if you would go to heaven, you're not promised tomorrow, you're not promised your next The Holy Bible says that we've all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whoever calls upon his name shall be saved. If you want to make sure you're going to go to heaven, just mean it with your heart and repeat after me. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I forgive everyone who's ever hurt me, including myself. I release them to you. Fill me, Jesus, with your peace, your joy, and your love. Amen. I just wanted to share with you briefly about the first time that I was really touched by God, by his fire. I was actually, I was watching another ministry online, and I had heard about Pastor Ronnie and Adonica Howard Brown's ministry. And I was actually flipping through my bookmarks, and I was going to go to one of these bookmarks, but accidentally clicked on to revival.com. And when it did that, it went on to revival.com, and I realized that there was a live meeting going on. So I was like, oh, I've always wanted to see one of these. I've heard a lot about it. And so I clicked on there, and I was just amazed at how the Holy Spirit had operated. I had never seen or witnessed or been a part of such an anointed time in the Holy Ghost, and where the Holy Ghost was allowed to move freely, where he was allowed to touch his people. That people weren't told to be quiet because they're making too much noise or being too radical or none of that. And I was amazed. I was just amazed. And during this time, Pastor Rodney was praying for people, and he was praying for the fire of God and, you know, and for God to touch his people. Well, the service was over, and it automatically went off because it was on the internet. And I just sat there so under the anointing that I just stared at my computer. I just sat there and stared at my computer because I was so under the anointing. It says in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost had come, that the people witnessing all this thought that these people were drunk. Well, now I know why, because I was so overcome by the anointing. I sat there just staring at my computer. And I felt him in such a tangible way. Bear in mind, no physical person laid hands on me. Nobody else was in the house with me. But the Holy Ghost laid hands on me. And I felt, you know, in the natural, when I was back in the world, when I was doing as the world did, and I drank, I partied, and I got high. But I never, it was always tainted. It was polluted because It's a polluted form of the anointing, because the giftings and callings of God are without repentance. Lucifer used to be anointed, but when he fell, his anointing became perverted and tainted. So the high that people feel in the world when they drink or do drugs is a form of it's the devil's anointing, basically, but it's perverted. And when I felt like I was on this, for lack of a better word, a pure high, but it was nothing. There was no hangover. There was no dizziness. There was no feeling sick. There was no, oh my goodness, I did too much. Or it was the most wonderful, wonderful feeling. I felt pure love. I felt the presence of God, and there's a saying, there's no high like the Holy Ghost high, and it's true. And I just felt, bearing in mind, I grew up Catholic, and so I never experienced anything like this before. And I didn't really know what to do, and so I kept calling the prayer line a lot there. At the time, I didn't live in the same place as where the church is located, but I just kept calling them. I kept calling them a lot because I thought I didn't know, was there something physically wrong with me? Because I was literally beside myself for 3 days. The anointing was so strong and so tangible, not only on me, but in my surroundings, that I would shake a lot when I was sitting down. I would just sit there and I would shake my hands, my legs. That's where I couldn't even hold a fork or a spoon to eat anything because it wouldn't stay. I couldn't hold the spoon long enough. And I could maybe have a bite here or there, and I started to get concerned. So I was thinking, is there something wrong with me physically? Or they were very nice and very patient with me at the call center when I called in. And they said, no, there's nothing physically wrong with you. The Lord is just touching you, and he's touching you. And that was the first time I experienced the joy of the Lord. I called into one of the operators. They said, put your hand on your belly. And I even said, do I need to rub it like a Buddha belly? And they said, no. They said, just put your hand on your belly and repeat after me. Say, ha, 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 hee, hee, ho, ho. And it's just going to put it all together, ha, ha, hee, hee, ho, ho, and keep saying it by faith. And you all do that with me. Put your hand on your belly and say, ha, ha, hee, hee, ho, ho. I know it sounds ridiculous and it sounds kind of silly, but and elementary, but go ahead and do it by faith, and you're going to get the joy of the Lord. I speak it by the Holy Ghost, and I believe it by faith. Put your hand on your belly and say, ha ha, hee hee, ho ho. Ha ha, hee hee, ho ho. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. At destruction and famine, you shall laugh. The joy of the Lord is your strength. A merry heart doeth like a medicine. And you just enjoy that laughter, enjoy that touch from the Lord. The fire God, right now, the fire God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, right now for touching these people. Thank you for setting their hearts ablaze, that they may burn for you and only you. It's like that African preacher said, dip me in the kerosene of thy Holy Spirit, Lord, and set my heart ablaze, that I may burn for you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for touching them now in only a way that you can. I thank you that the anointing is tangible. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, and I thank you for your fire. You're the most awesome, 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 awesome person, Holy Spirit, there ever was or ever will be. And I thank you for your touch. I thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the day of Pentecost. I thank you for your love, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, you're so wonderful. I'm just going to let y'all enjoy the presence of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to finish up here and just basically, that was the first time I was ever touched by the Holy Ghost, and with the fire tangibly in a way like that for 3 days. And that was just by watching online. Now, if I can watch online and get touched in a Holy Ghost meeting because the anointing is there, then beware when you watch horror movies. So I would say don't even watch horror movies. Don't watch psychological thrillers or these things with blood and guts on like murder shows and any of these violent shows, CSI, things like that, because the same anointing, the Holy Ghost anointing that came and touched me is the same. Like if you're going to watch a horror movie, like if you go watch The Exorcist, you're gonna get the demonic anointing, the tainted anointing, the diabolical evil presence invade your living room and your life. And if you're not right spiritually, it's going to mess with you. Either way, it's going to mess with you. So don't open that door up to the devil. Make no place for the devil. You know, always remember to have worship music on when, and make a melody in your heart to the Lord. Pray, worship, seek his face, his presence, and love on him. Remember that blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's in Matthew 5:6. Just remember that the Lord, he said, if we seek him, we seek after him with all of our hearts, we shall find him. And God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And what is he rewarded with? His presence, with everything. And in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures evermore. So it's rewarding us with him and knowing how much he loves us. He is just so absolutely wonderful. Absolutely, absolutely wonderful. So good he is. And I want to let you know that if you have any prayer requests at all, feel free to email me at firetalkradio2@yahoo.com. And you can also call 866-857-4837, 866-857-4837, and you can go to revival.com. That's where I went when I experienced the experience of what I was like that for 3 days, and I wanted to just tell you about. That's revival.com. That's revival.com. And you can also check out everything that's going on there. The itinerary, which I'm going to actually let you know real quick, that to all of my friends who listen in the United Kingdom, in England, I know I have some listeners from England and in other parts of the UK, that in Surrey, England, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown will be having an outpouring conference from November 30th to December 5th, and that is Sunday through Friday. Sunday will be 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., and then Monday through Friday will be 7:30 p.m., and that's y'all's time in England. I'm not going to try and figure out what time it is here in the United States. So that will be at 38 Station Avenue, Surrey, KT12-1NU, England. That's Cornerstone, the church, 38 Station Avenue, Surrey, KT12-1NU, England, and the phone number is +44019329630000. So that's, again, that's November 30th to 2014 to December 5th, 2014. And if you have any, if you'd like to listen to any of the music from tonight, you can go to ZacharySmith.org. You can go to LelandOnline.com. And you can go to James McCurdy's Facebook page on James McCurdy. And for Rom, I'm going to find... find that one out, and I'm going to put it in the description. The description for the show. I want to tell you that January 2nd, the River Bible Institute, where I had my training from for 2 years, it is the they're going to start again. Is their next semester starts January? Actually, the 5th starts their next semester, but new orientation starts the 2nd. Let me play a short clip for you.
In the world, there is a problem. People are hurting. People are empty. Some very alone. People are broken. Many are lost. What they need is hope. They need healing. They need love. They need a savior. They need someone who will lay down their life. Someone with the fire of God who will hear God's call and bring Jesus to the world. What they need is a revival. There is a place called the River Bible Institute, a place dedicated to training believers how to live, minister, and flow in the anointing. And it's for anyone, whether your heart is in business or full-time ministry. This is a place the Word of God is taught and demonstrated. The Word will challenge those of you attending to find clarity in your calling and deepen your relationship with the Lord. It will provide you with a new perspective on how to reach the lost for Christ and live in God's life-changing power. It is a place where you will be empowered to make a difference and set your world on fire with revival. God is calling for all believers. Will you answer?
Will you answer the call? Will you answer the call and the cry of the lost and answer the call of God? Do you feel you've got the call of God on your life and you would like to go to River Bible Institute or River School of Worship? I have been authorized to give you a full scholarship free. You don't have to pay it back, and that's for the entire time. And also, you can... just to know that there's River School of Government as well, but right now they're not taking scholarships for that, as far as I know, unless anything has changed. But I'm authorized to give you a scholarship. And also, if you know of anybody that you know has a call of God on their life, then you can give them a scholarship as well, a full scholarship, because I give you the authority to give that to them. And I also give you the authority to give them the authority to give it to a friend of theirs or something that they lead to the Lord or meet, and so on and so on and so on. It's like a ripple effect. And remember that January 2nd, classes start in Tampa, Florida, at 3738 River International Drive, Tampa, Florida, 33610. And the phone and the website, check it out, is riverbibleinstitute.com. That is riverbibleinstitute.com. River School of Worship.com. River School of Worship.com, River School of Government.com, River School of Government.com. So you can check out those websites. You can even apply online, see what it's all about. And tomorrow, I'm continuing my series on Jesus, the Ultimate Healer. It might be the last part. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I might be concluding it, or I might take either tomorrow, maybe another part to it. But from now, every Friday, I'm either going to be doing... Now, next Friday, I may be just uploading this teaching series as I go along, 12 Pillars of Faith. I may pre-record it and teach it and then upload it every week at a certain time. It would be... I upload it basically every Friday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time so that... you know, the teachings will be uploaded. I don't know if it's always going to be live, but I'll let you know. And then, so that will be, but there will always be something there Friday and Saturday, unless there's something happens that it can be avoided or if there's a special programming. So now, Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m., Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m., are all live until further notice. And you can come check out the archives at blogtalkradio.com/firetalkradio2. Well, that's actually firetalkradio2 with the number 2. So that's blogtalkradio.com/firetalkradio2. And you can also follow our homepage at blogtalkradio.com/firetalkradio2. And you can go like our Facebook page at facebook.com/firetalkradio2. That's with a number 2. So until we meet again, just know that you are valuable. You are loved. You are accepted in the Beloved. You mean more to him than anything. You are more precious than rubies and diamonds and emeralds and pearls. God is enthralled with your beauty. He loves you. And know that I love you. God loves you. He has a great plan for your life, and he's going to help you fulfill it. He's going to give you the grace to fulfill it because he began a good work in you. He's faithful and just to complete that work. So until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hands and envelop you in his love. I can't walk away. Thank you for listening to Fire Talk Radio.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.